The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Coming at you today, you know, I saw on Twitter somebody was asking. You know, free agency had been going on for a while, been open for a while, or the legal tampering period had been open for a while, and the Bengals have failed to do anything, and somebody reached out to Joe Goodberry and said, you know, what's going on? Are they going to do something? And Goodberry's response was that you have to give up. That you have to give up all hope, and only then will they act, will they do something. And, you know, like, initially, it made me think of... maybe think of the Matrix, you know, like the first jump scene in the Matrix. And then it made me think of V for Vendetta, you know, like when he like just like tries to break her, and the whole thing where like it was the setup where he shaved her head and like made her think she was being held prisoner, like just to like harden her and make her anyway, like that's being a Bengals fan in a nutshell. And sure enough, here we are. You know, you're sitting there, and you know it's like the scene of The Simpsons. Like, hey, the little guy hasn't done anything yet. He's gonna do something. You know, it's gonna be cool. And boom, pow, surprise. Here we go. The Bengals making a big move, bringing back Drew Sample and Travion Williams. Just kidding. Geno Stone. That's what we're talking about, baby. Geno Stone. Now, like very quickly solving the debate and the conversation that we've been having on Twitter about, like, what's going on at the safety position. You know, like, you're hey, they're really interested, but it doesn't add up a lot, because, like, they say they're not down on Dax. They say they like Dax. We know they like Battle. Like, Battle, you know, came out and played really well in his rookie year. But they're like, F it. And they go out there and they make a big-time signing, big time move. You know, Geno Stone, like a definite upgrade. A guy who, you know, I thought might be out of their price range, number one. And I also thought that with Seattle moving on from some safeties, that would make a lot of sense for Seattle to go to Geno. You know, particularly since their head coach is the former defensive coordinator for Baltimore, and you know, for Geno Stone there. And here we go. Bengals got it done. You know, Vinny T. Not Vinny. Vinny's his uncle. Duke T. Dukey T. Anyway, getting it done and bringing him in. So, look, great signing. You know, this is a guy who had, I believe, 7 interceptions last year. Really kind of, you know, won the cat and mouse game with Burrow, kind of faked him out, you know, showed himself as a really, really smart player. He is, I mean, he's really in that same sort of mold as you get from Jordan Battle, but he's not a great athlete back there. He is a very, very smart player. So now, you know, you're getting that guy, you're getting a guy who knows how to manipulate quarterbacks, who knows how to manipulate reads, and who has the ability to take advantage of that. And that we've seen play at a high level. We've seen play at a championship level and championship games. We've seen play in a really good, you know, defensive system. And here he is. He's a Bengal. So very, very exciting news for the Bengals. bringing in Geno Stone. And you know what I'm looking forward to most? Ravens fans. How fast are they going to turn on this guy? All right? I'm excited to see how quickly, we might check some receipts here. You know, I'm excited to see how quickly some of these Ravens fans will tell you that he sucked all along and that they got some guy in the pipeline who's better and move on from the guy. But that just always seems to be the way, doesn't it? But very, very big, very splashy move. More to come, I'm sure. I'll try and do these little mini episodes from time to time. It is going to be exciting because I was talking to somebody about this on Twitter. What I really like about football is I like trying to understand. I like trying to get into coaches' heads, right? Like that's always my thing. And look, there's different ways to do things. We get caught up a lot in you got to do this, you have to do this, you can't do this, right? We have a lot of these debates, and it's silly to me because sure you can, like you can do anything you want. It's freaking America, like you can do whatever the hell you want. There are lots of different ways to win football games. There's lots of different ways to do to build a team. There's a ton of ways to do things. And, you know, the idea, though, is, like I love trying to figure out why are they doing it. You know, and I used to not be able to do it with the Bengals because, honestly, under Marvin, it was hard to see. I don't want to say there wasn't a clear objective, but it felt like there wasn't a clear objective a lot of the time. Whereas, like, the Patriots, like, I watch a lot of Patriots football, or at least I did. But, you know, I live in New England. I've lived in New England for quite a while now, since 2008, you know. So they're on TV, and they were good for all those years, so they were fun to watch. And look, like, with Belichick, it was, you could see it, you know. And that was really fun about watching Patriots games was, where is he trying to go with this? What does he think he needs to do with this game? You know, what's their game plan? How are they trying to do it? And that's always been really fun to me. And I feel like with the Bengals, you could see that a lot since Zach Taylor's come in here. You could see a plan. You could see what he was trying to do exactly. And I love it. And I'm here for it. So that's the deal now with free agency, with the safety position. What's the plan? I mean, they're not usually one to cut people, but I gotta think they're gonna let Nick Scott go. If they haven't by the time you're hearing that, like I gotta think that's the idea. But what's the plan? Like they got Jordan Battle as a third round pick, but they liked him a lot. You know, did a great job in his rookie season. You know, really smart guy that they were really high on. And you got Dax, who was a second round pick just a couple years ago. You know, who was the heir apparent, was the you know, handpicked guy to take over for Jesse Bates back there. Like, they're not ones to just give up on these things, and they're not ones to, you know, to burn assets like that. So what's the plan? You know, I had one person responding to me on Twitter, you know, in conversation about this. Well, you know, like, you know, Dax is the star. You know, you got your star, you got your nickel, your safety. Like, they all play, and I just don't think that's enough. Like, they're not in dime that much. You know, essentially what you're looking at, because I mean, it's not exactly what they were doing with it, but it's kind of like think about how much they play Trey Flowers. Like, that's how much you're playing Dax Hill in that situation. I don't see it. You're either, if you have six DBs in the field, you're either three defensive linemen, and you're not getting much pass rush, or you're taking both linebackers off the field. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't know. There's gotta be something else. And I don't know what it is, because it doesn't make, like, it'd be one thing, like, if Mike Hilton was a free agent, like, they were going to move into the nickel, but Mike Hilton's been fantastic, and he's not a free agent anyway. Like, they're not going to move on, you know, they're not going to take Mike Hilton off the field. Like, is Dax going to play on the outside? Like, some people thought he could do that coming out of college. I mean, that would kind of imply that you're not really using the asset great with DJ Turner from a year ago. Like are you tag teaming the Michigan dudes in the outside there or something? I don't know. Something's gonna come along. I'm excited for it because I think it's gonna be something cool. Because like I don't see it just being, hey, Dax Hill, F that guy. Like I don't see that. They played that guy more than anybody on the defense last year. Like literally, nobody played more snaps than him last year. Like you had Nick Scott there. Like if you really didn't like Dax, you could have given Nick Scott some more opportunities in that spot. They didn't do that. Like, they don't hate the guy. Like, and I don't think that, like, he's worn out his opportunities with all those snaps or anything like that. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. And it can't be that simple as F that guy. Like, that's not it. So, what it is, we'll see. And it's going to be fun to figure that out. And we're not going to see until until they get in the field. Unless there is a move coming, I don't know. That would be even crazier, though. But anyway, I'm Matt Minnick. This was Coach Speak. Again, hopefully more breaking news. Breaking news! Oh, man, I should have started the podcast like that. Damn it. Next time. More breaking news coming soon. Hopefully. Hooday. Always said I wasn't a breaking news guy, though. I don't know.